Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Joe Kim. It is the second Sunday in Easter, and the readings are from Cycle B.
You can't see it, but Nico is very comfortable right now. And praise God, he is not crying. Reminds me of a story once heard after the French Revolution. There were so many orphans, and so the state constructed this massive complex, state-of-the-art beds, many hands, excellent food, very clean place. And it was going well, and soon enough, the kids started to get sick. And in fact, some of them even started to die. And so there were all these scientists who were coming in trying to figure out why these kids were getting sick when they had state-of-the-art medicine and food and beds and lighting and all the care there. And ultimately, they found out that because there were so many of these young children, that each of these children were only being held physically for such a short time. And that was causing illness. If we are not physically touched, we as humans deteriorate. And certainly this is true. Nico has been changed hands 6 times since the start of Mass. And that is why he feels so loved. Nico needs to be held. And if that is true on a natural level, how much truer is it on a spiritual one? In the gospel today, Jesus says to Thomas, "Blessed are you, for you believe because you have seen. But even more blessed are those who believe and yet have not seen." Here Thomas is. He says, I will refuse to believe unless my hands are in his side. And Thomas is given life because he is in contact, physical contact with Jesus Christ. And where in the body of Jesus is he in contact? In his wounds. It's amazing. Jesus could have been resurrected without his wounds. The glorified body, of the resurrected body, the body in which God has glorified, still retains his wounds. What does that mean? That Jesus desires to glorify humanity. The place that we are in touch with the Lord isn't our best side. We shouldn't present our best side to God. God desires to touch and be in touch in our worst sides. Nico's looking really good right now. But I'm sure yesterday or tomorrow or at 3 in the morning doesn't look so great. Doesn't sound so great. And yet that is the exact moment in which Nico needs to be loved. And you will give it. Why? Because you're related to him. And you love him. So it is with us that at our worst moment, that is when the love of God our Father comes in contact with us. And that is our transformation. But belief is not something like a belief in some idea. What Jesus is commending Thomas is that he believed in the exact place where he needed the most healing. And so he wasn't chastising Thomas. He was commending him. He was saying, "Blessed are you, for you now are in touch with me and you believe." The greatest statement, "My Lord and my God." Tradition has it, that's what we say under our breath when we raise the Eucharist. that we as Catholic Christians come in contact with Jesus today through the sacraments. Today is also known as Mercy Sunday because it's the liturgical commemoration of the institution of the sacrament of reconciliation, where Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." But friends, it's on us to be in touch. Jesus comes to us and all he says is, "Peace be with you." He doesn't force peace. He doesn't force love. It's always available. It's on us to come. And he desires to touch us in our own wounds. Friends, as a priest, I have a privilege of being in the very holy place of conscience. In the sacrament of reconciliation and counseling, people come to the Lord through me to be reconciled and to be healed. And it's amazing that the greatest healing happens when we forgive. When we expose our wounds to Jesus. When those areas of sensitivity, those areas of hurt and resentment and wounds and darkness, that we don't hold on to that we give that over to the Lord. And that is a belief. It is required belief to be able to believe that if I forgive this person, even though that person is still hurting me and that situation is still continuing, I believe that Jesus Christ will do something because he is glorified in his wounds. St. Peter says, "By his wounds you are healed." So when we come to this altar, we are coming with our wounds, with those places where we need to be in touch with Jesus. And friends, the greatest people that are the greatest saints aren't those that are perfect, aren't those that are so strong. I'm the vocations director. The greatest candidates for priesthood in our diocese and indeed every church are those people who have recognized and have experienced themselves the great mercy of God. Why did Jesus choose Peter? Peter was the closest to Jesus, and yet he denied him 3 times. Why did Jesus choose Thomas? Thomas refused to believe. Why did Jesus choose Paul? Paul was working against the Christian community. All 3 of them, without whom we would not have this church, and there are so many other saints, men and women, who have all experienced the mercy of God in their worst moment. And in their worst moment, they have been transformed by the mercy of God and have become the greatest witnesses to God's mercy and his healing grace. And so when John says that by your faith you become Jesus, that's amazing that we don't get rid of our wounds. We don't all of a sudden forget all the horrible things that have happened to us. But when grace heals us, we're transformed so that we no longer have resentment. Jesus did not have any resentment to all those guys who abandoned him. His first words into the locked room wasn't, "Where were you guys when I needed you the most?" He said, "Peace be with you." Isn't that amazing grace to be able to see in our enemies and in those who continue to hurt us? And all we look at and when we see them is, "Peace be with you." A lot of us aren't there. I'm not there. That's why we come here. So that our wounds are continuously transformed and glorified, to the point we resemble Christ and people see us and people want to come to us and say, tell me what is going on in your life, because I know exactly what happened to you and you're transformed. This is the duty of every priest, is to be a missionary of mercy. Father Xavier is a sinner. I'm a sinner. Teresa's a sinner. We're all the leaders of the church. Everybody who, Pope Francis, goes to confession every week. Why is that? Because when we're in constant contact with the wounds of Christ to heal us, we can be amazing agents of that same mercy. And that is our prayer for Nico, that he is about to be immersed in these waters so that he might become a priest. And that is why I'm the vocations director. I got an application here, and I'm going to take him directly to the seminary right after Mass. We all have a common mission, a call. Maybe it's to ordained ministry, or maybe it's to be a parent, or whatever, in whatever corner, every corner of this world, within the church and outside the church, needs a proclamation of mercy. And that's not going to happen until our lives are first transformed.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.